This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Christians and those concerned about rights of conscience have not needed to look long into past rulings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to find reasons to support him. At the D.C. Court of Appeals, Kavanaugh sided with plaintiffs in cases that sought relief from being compelled to provide contraceptives, including those likely to cause abortions, specifically the Hobby Lobby and the Little Sisters of the Poor cases. He wrote that the government in such cases burdens individuals' exercise of religion. Meanwhile, NARAL and Planned Parenthood are taking out ads opposing Kavanaugh's confirmation. His opponents face a tough road, though, in the U.S. Senate. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, in the wake of Ireland removing pro-life constitutional protections against abortion, the government is pushing free abortions and making moves to ban pro-life free speech. Adding insult to injury for life advocates, the recently wed bride of Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, says she was pleased to see Ireland embrace abortion. YouTube Google is spending $25 million with certain groups to exclude news that they consider problematic or fake. Pro-life advocates are concerned that news with a moral or ethical root could be censored. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.